The stars of tomorrow are heard here on Next Rated.
So let's talk about, first of all, the type of music that you create. Where did you get the influence for that sound?
I feel like the future ghetto funk. The ghetto part is my like hip hop and Kwaito influence, which was a big part of my background because my brother had a studio, a hip hop producing studio. And then the funk comes from my jazz and my poetry, my life scenes and all that jazz. And then the future is like literally me. So it's like I never had direct influence, because when I wanted my first song doing in future ghetto funk was Red Eye, because it was I just saw this animation in my head and we'd been recording and I was just like, oh, I like the stuff I've recorded, great, but I don't like anyone saying it's like, so I'm gonna need to carve my own thing. And I'm very dramatic, so I stopped listening to everyone's music and anyone I love. I just started carving from animation. And fortunately, the producer that I was working with, he was also a very curious person, and he was more exposed to alternative artists as well. And we just started it with Red Eye, and I've never looked back since. And this is back in Durban. And so I haven't looked back since, and I feel like it's so crazy because in any genre, you hear me so much, I'm beginning to think future ghetto funk is literally me physically. Yeah, so that's how, because my influences was very, I guess you would pick them up now, because I mean, over time with just mastering, just like how I approach stuff. But right. I don't even know if it's called mastering, because I'm always thinking the same way. I just have different, better experiences.
So what we're looking at here is a situation where you, you try not to be corrupted by what you're going to hear first, and have you want to go into it with a fresh set of ears.
Yes, absolutely. I think this is also the part that makes me have fun with collaborations. I don't necessarily have a reference of who makes that sound type of vibe. Like, I love whichever artist I'm working with, but I don't know when they've worked with someone. So yes, it keeps me original. You clocked it. I was literally going to re-say what you just said the same way, another way, but you just literally said it. Yes, absolutely.
Next Rated, the stars of tomorrow are heard here on Next Rated.
So let's talk about your collaboration list. These are some artists that, these are not beginners. Major Lazer, you've got Steve Aoki, Gorillaz. Uh-huh. How did that come about?
Oh my goodness. So Gorillaz was before Major Lazer. And with Gorillaz, I met Damon on his project, Africa Express, and it was in Johannesburg. I think this is in 2018. And I remember when I found out who's in that camp, I swore to myself that I don't care who Damon Albarn's team is, but I'm going to flex so hard that I'm going to work with someone in that team. And within an hour, I was already on the second song. So my first song, I got introduced, went in, first song, I was already done in 30 minutes. The next song, I was already done. While they were walking into this one, I mean, this next hat, I was just like, this is my moment. I'm going to make every genre that exists in there, but I'm not just going to make it. I'm going to kill it so much that I'm working with anyone from that team. Guess what? I'm literally, and then that's how I got to work with my manager, Lauren. It was from that session. And even when Damon started Damon only posted one picture from the entire camp with so many artists on his personal page. He posted me and him with the big moon outside. And he kept, when we did the performance, it was crazy because now in the album, I ended up being, the songs that were chosen, it almost felt like, I mean, every second song, literally, I'd go on stage, then they play another song, then I go on stage. So I just went in there. I was like, you're going to see the superstar at work and at play. So they got to experience me live, and it was so beautiful because I think that's how Damon got to see like my work ethic outside of just even the product I bring out under, you know? And then from there, I remember we were in London. So I make it to the Africa Express project, but we've got tied to them and really loved myself. And I've always loved Gorillaz, you know. My first iPod, when I went to varsity, they put Gorillaz albums in there. It was crazy, but Team of my love. And so with Damon, we go to the studio, we go to his place, and we just record a song. In my head, I'm not registering that Good People but Gorillaz album. No one's talking much detail. We're just recording because I'm in London and I will work. Wherever I am, I will find work. And so lockdown happened and music came out. And it was like, whoa, it's really, really like in there. And then from there, it became becoming then the official opening act for the 2022 tour. But that one started like that with Stamen in 2018 into just like this, almost like my bigger brother vibe in music. And Diplo, literally. So one thing about me, my dreams have no ego. I will knock on doors. So Diplo, I DM Diplo and it's just like, I actually really love your music. Yes, you can work. Then we go, my manager and I, we pack, we go to LA and we just get this thing done, which was beautiful. So, but that one I gained a really good friend with Diplo. Steve Aoki, same. I went into the DMs and I'm like, oh my God, that shit is wild. I love it. He's just like, oh my fuck, I love your shit. I'm a fan. I'm like, okay, cool, great, let's work. So I'm always one to just, I mean, I will knock on doors. If it doesn't get open, I will bomb a door. But I am patient, I am consistent, and I will write whoever I want. And it's crazy because in the DMs as well, I feel like even with Unford, when I work with them, it was when they met me, it was 2 years after I DM'd them. So only when they tagged me, they realized 2 years prior, I DM'd them and I said I'd really like to work with them. It would be literally like amazing. And it turns out they were also hearing me somewhere and they're hollering and they actually it's so divine. Like, it literally happens. It like happens.
Next Rated. Next Rated.
All right, let's talk about your new single, or your latest single rather, Do My Dance.
Yeah.
So, yes, give me the inspiration behind this, besides Yo Dance.
Do My Dance is literally like, you know, I've literally got this group of girls, and we really don't need no boys. We have four bad bitches who don't need no boys. So whatever we fraternize with, I guess it's because we want them, we don't need them. And it's just that manual. I think it's that girl power, just focusing on yours, like don't not being distracted. These four bad bitches, I feel like even just for the younger ones and some, it's a thing. Like you and your four bad bitches, like you not got problems. You don't have to wait for crumbs. You're here, you pay on your time, your life is scheduled. You're in, you're out. You don't need to develop patience because you ask the man for something and then you can give it to you in any time, at his time. It's none of that. It's like you run your life, you run your thing, you do your dance and you can join in my dance, but you get out.
Head in my house, I just want it in between my legs and between my thighs. I don't take no rules from my mouth. I just love to live on my own terms and on my own time.
me. I decline my evening. I plan that I'm leaving. Ring, ring, my phone rings. My other boy, he craves me. I decline my evening. I plan that I'm leaving. I'm going out with my bitch. My girls, that's on period. I'm partying, I'm dancing. I'm looking for new fish. I don't want no head in my house. I just want it in between my legs and between my thighs. I don't take no rules from my mouth.
Stars of Tomorrow yeah. are heard here
Last
on Next
question
Rated.
For people that are now fans of you after hearing Do My Dance, where can they find you online to become one of the millions of fans that you already have?
I mean, they can definitely find me on moonchildsanilip.com for everything that's got to do with the tours and everything. And on social media, I'm also moonchildsanilip on my social media platforms. Everywhere.
Cheerio.
Bye.